doesn't matter if they get 20 people on the NATO-Afghan side to say that we took heavy fire from those two posts or from very close to those two posts. No Pakistani is going to believe that. Isn't going to matter if you are talking about the Pakistan Army or about members of the Islamist parties or very rapidly kind of shrinking, kind of more or less a secular Pakistani middle class. No one is going to believe it. Both sides may well actually be correct because the raid took place at 2 o'clock in the morning, pitch black. The posts are approximately mile plus inside the border. Now, the border is extremely vague, right? It is not clearly defined. But there seems to be confirmation from the NATO side that there was some kind of a NATO kind of operation with Afghan National Army support. Now, if the Pakistani troops saw movement, if they heard something, if there was some kind of an engagement between the NATO Special Forces and the Taliban, because it seems that there was some kind of Taliban training camp not that far from these two checkposts. If they saw something, then I think that the Pakistani soldiers, their first reaction would be to open fire, because this is a very active area, right? The Pakistan Army is carrying out continuous operations in parts of the tribal areas. The NATO troops would have seen that they are taking fire from Pakistani checkposts. The Pakistanis don't know, you know, who they're firing at, but they know that, you know, in the middle of the night, outside the forts, there aren't any friendlies. So I think actually both sides could well be, from their perspective, absolutely correct.
Given this tragic event, coupled with the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, what do you make of the view that both Pakistan and the United States, despite all of these setbacks, still need each other?
They still need each other for the time being because, as so many people have said, it is now a purely transactional relationship. The U.S. needs to move supplies through Pakistan. Pakistan is absolutely dead broke, right? You know, Pakistan needs kind of U.S. aid. You know, Pakistan needs the U.S.'s goodwill in the World Bank and the IMF. But it's also pretty clear that the Americans are sort of figuring out ways to reduce their dependence upon Pakistan. Starting out, something like 70-75% of NATO supplies were shipped by road through Pakistan. By June of this year, it was down to a bit more than half. The most recent figures I've seen are approximately 33-34%. Roughly a third come from the north, but that means that the U.S. is basically got reliant upon the Russians' goodwill. Maybe 30-31% are shipped by air. So Pakistan is playing its trump card, but its trump card is a lot less powerful now than it was a year or two ago.